plead the fifth action.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Davi, you're first.
Okay, Orlando.
Yay.
I have a question for you.
Oh, God, here we go.
Okay, hypothetically speaking, of course.
Uh-huh.
Let's say our psychic J-Ray was in here one day.
Okay.
Right? And she's like looking into her crystal ball or flipping over her cards, whatever she has to do.
Scribbling on the paper.
You were scribbling on that paper.
Yeah.
And she says, Orlando, I am looking into the future right now, 15 years into the future.
15 years into the future. Okay.
And I see that one of your daughters is a doctor. She is extremely well respected at the top of her game.
Yes.
The other daughter is on probation. Which daughter?
That's not a good face.
Which daughter is where?
What?
And why?
You know what that face is? He knows right what? Off the bat.
Which daughter?
Yeah. Oh.
Man.
You know. You
that
know.
That is so fine.
I gave it to you first so you have the option to believe it.
Man.
Do it.
I mean, listen. All right. First of all, I always tease my daughters that one is just like docile and one is gangster. And I think that if I had to choose, I mean, both of them, you know, as far as their grades, they both get A's and B's. They're both honor roll students and they're brilliant. But I would say that my oldest, Kaylin, would probably be the doctor.
Oh.
And my youngest, Brielle, would probably be nice with them hands. I told their teachers one day, I said, you know, there's going to be a day where my daughter, my youngest, is probably going to kill somebody.
Oh my God.
And I said, she's going to be burying them in the backyard, and my oldest is going to be crying. And she's going to be like, hey, they're not going to be able to breathe in that hole. Don't you put them in that hole. And she's going to tell them to shut up or get in. Like, and they were like, you know, this is a Christian school, right? All right, so yeah, that's what I would say.
That seemed pretty easy.
It's not easy because this goes like documented. This song is like social. My daughter's going to be able to see it one day and be like, Daddy! I can hear her now. All right, you're next.
All right. Well, we were just talking about peen pictures. So let's.
We weren't really.
We were.
we were talking about Captain America.
Yeah, well, then we went
and
around
his
in the room.
Shots. I mean, you know.
I want to know about your past peen pictures because you said you don't have any in your phone. Now, I want to know about the last time.
Oh, man.
I want to know about the last time you took one. Okay. Like when it was. What angle you favor?
Oh, man.
What angle I favor?
And what? Who was it to?
Oh, the last, wow, the last, I mean.
Because you've done it.
Huh?
Because you've done it.
Ooh.
You tried to take it. We all have tried to take a sexy photo.
Nah, nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
What? No.
Nah.
What angle? Tell us. You like the right, the left, the up, the down?
Listen.
I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. Five. One, two, three, four, five.
I'm not having that conversation.
I feel like that could have been a mistake.
Yeah. I feel like it is a mistake.
I mean, come on.
I wanted to hang on to that.
Because, it's too long. You talking about who and where. I'm like, you know how long ago it's been since I've sent a picture like that? Like,
yeah, I know you know. That's the problem. You remember.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm good. Now, all right, you are next up, Crazy.
I got one this time.
What you got?
So this morning you guys talked about a 14-year-old that kind of thought he fell in love.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so, he was sprung.
Yeah, his mom didn't know that he was stalking a girl, you know. So I want to ask you, have you ever stalked a girl? Maybe you've sent one too many text messages. Maybe you couldn't stop calling her. Maybe you went to her house in the middle of the night and waited for her.
Oh, I mean, stalked? Nah, I mean, not stalked, but I mean, like, been, like, persistent.
Yeah.
Like, where I pressed through the objections. Like, you know, like, I mean, there's been a few times in my life where, like, the person wasn't feeling me. Because I wasn't the like, whatever, the picture that what they wanted. And then they got to know me and laughed a little bit and blah, blah, blah. And okay. So, you know, so you got to campaign.
I'm going to make you
so
like
I've
me.
I've campaigned a few times. But I'm like, yo, I'm nice. You know, like, hey, man, I'm a good guy. You know, like to try and get in. And then I, you know, was able to get over the wall.
See, you never
got that restraining order?
I ain't never received a restraining order. I ain't never get that. You know, I know clues. You know, if you start hinting, you know, my uncle's a cop. I'm like, oh, well, I ain't gonna lie to you no more then. I mean, we go ahead and let Jesus do what he do. You wanna get, all right, we got somebody on the line named Julie. Julie is on the phone. Hey, Julie, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you, Orlando?
I'm good. What's your question?
Well, just know I love you, okay? And I know you don't like to talk about this, yeah.
You know I don't like to talk about it. You love me, but you're going to ask me anyway?
I am.
Okay, what's up?
Is your brother-in-law as awful in real life to your in-laws as he is on TV?
Okay, you love me, so you would know that, that I don't talk about this like you mentioned, and it's because of one, like another question I was asked, which was very similar. Like somebody asked me, like, what do I think about him or whatever? And I answered just like normal. And then it set off a big windstorm of, because I messed up and said that there was a baby that was coming. And because I don't really rock with him like that. Like, I will tell you the honest truth. I don't know him. Like, we've never sat and had a conversation like where I'm from, what I've done. And so after that blow up, because they went to magazines and like, because that whole reality world has like a magazine kind of thing following. Uh-huh. And they went and started like saying, I'm trying to use their show to promote my radio show, which uh-huh. I'm like, I've been here like a long time. I'm kind of good.
Nothing could be further.
But they took it and ran with it. And right there, I was just like, okay, kind of if people know if you screw me once, then it's kind of you dead to me. So like, I don't really rock with them like that. Like the family is the family. My daughters, you know, still do things with them or whatever, but I pretty much stay downwind when it comes to like dealing with people who do things like that to people, because they took it and took it way too far. And it's kind of like that mob thing, like outside the family. Like when you take it to the public, I'm like, oh, you was trying to like get me done. Like you was trying to do me up in the public. So I'm like, I'm not really going to give you that opportunity. So I can't really tell you about him as a person. I will tell you that I believe from what I've seen that he is not the person you see on the TV. I will tell you that. So he's not. I don't think she's dealing with an abusive whatever it is. Because people always ask me the same thing. Like, is he that? Blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, like, yeah. Like, I would say he pulled out a chair for my mom to sit down at Thanksgiving. And because of the way he speaks, it sounded like he was threatening my mom. He was.
Where's he from?
He's from, like, Moldova or whatever. Okay. Like, the Ukraine or whatever. So he speaks like, you know, like the Russian dude that was fighting Rocky.
Forceful.
Like, very forceful. Yes. So he was telling my mom, like, he's pulling out a chair for an elderly woman, like, you know, please sit down. Mm-hmm. But he said, sit. And my mother was like, oh, hell.
It's about to go
she
down.
She was like, oh, I better sit my ass down there. Like, you know, so it's just the way he comes off that way, I believe, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. All right. Wow. There you go. Y'all got a big chunk of that, so that should probably negate the 30 questions that are coming.
Okay. Oh, we have one out the 407. Rob wanted to know, Orlando, what is the closest you have ever come to taking a life, whether unintentionally or you just weren't in your proper state of mind?
Taking a life?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm proudly a proponent of the Second Amendment. I'm a legal gun carrier. So any situations like that have popped up where I've had to maybe defend myself or whatever, it, you know, those things have come about. But I've never, I mean, the one that stands out, because I've grown up with guns, and so I'm a really good marksman. And I remember when I was in college and everybody was on, they kind of like Doughboy, L.A., you know, Ricky kind of thing with their friends back in the day when I was a kid. And one of these rival people came to our area in Miller and shot up our street. And I remember my boy Chris called me and was like, yo, they shot the block up, blah, blah, blah. And I went home. I drove home. And it was around Mother's Day. And my mom was like, why did you come home from Tallahassee? And I was like, to surprise you, because it's Mother's Day. And she's like, oh, she was happy. And then I went around the block and the homies, handed me a gun. And they were like, yo, like, you're going to need this while you home. And they were like, we know where the dudes are, blah, blah, blah. And we went to the house, like, to catch him coming out. And then I was just like, I ain't going to do this. I'm like, I'm in college. I left college to come back here and be with y'all during this time. And I'm getting ready to, like, not go back. Because I'm going to mess around and hit somebody because I'm a good shot. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I gave it back and I left. And then everybody else dipped after I left and nobody got shot.
Mm. Wow.
So that was the closest that I came because I was going to be one. I was going to be a statistic. I was going to be one of them dudes that emotionally bust back over some bad stuff. And I probably would have ended up not coming back to college, not having this job, not moving into this career. So it was kind of the thing that I think kept me from going wrong.
Or dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what that was.
Man.
Can I?
Dark moment on the Freak Show. Ooh. Fart joke. First time caller. Let's lift the spirits. All right, let's get it up.
Can I ask about the strip club?
What happened?
We got a text wondering when the last time it was that you enjoyed the strip club and what's the most money you've ever spent at the strip club?
Boy, that's a double question. Last time I was at the strip club, shout out to Scores. I was at Scores probably, what was the Corona hit in March? It was probably like January, February.
Okay, right around there.
Yeah, like where I went because I went with some friends that, you know, are royalty up in there. And let's see, and what was the question? What's the most I've ever spent at a strip club?
Making it rain.
I want to know this.
Man, let's see. The most that I've spent at a strip club ever?
That's what they want to know, yeah.
Man, at a strip club, the most ever would probably be, I know one of them is Super Bowl. Super Bowl, it got a little ignorant.
Okay.
Like, you know, but I mean, now it has to be my money because I mean, like, remember when Splies did the strip-a-thon?
No, this
he was
is your
giving
money.
Us like money.
Your
That's
money.
Why I had to make sure because I'm like, I gave out like $5,000 with his money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't mine. So anybody who was there, don't think that's mine. The most I've done probably is like, I don't know, probably like $1,200.
Okay.
$1,300. Something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
just that's
like,
a good
I mean,
night.
But it's like, but I mean, like, but when we go, like, that, and Davi know, like, we've gone. We go deep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we go like 4, 5, 6 of us, and we got the bottles, and we got this, that, and the other. And we're talking about, like, I'm talking about the stripper money.
Mm-hmm.
I've been where we bought bottles and taken care of people we've brought in, and it's been a $2,000-$3,000 thing because of drinks and everything else, you know, and you taking care of it. I mean, plus you always got people rolling with you who might not got it, but who deserve it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, like, let me help you out.
Like, they work, they on the squad, they do all these things. They're like, yo, man, I got rent tomorrow. I'm like, yo, man, have a good time. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever. So, you know, you try and do that. So, all in all, yeah, about $3,000 is the most. But I would say, like, if as far as giving ladies some free money to just be wiggling and stuff, probably like $1,200.
Okay, wow.
That's about it. That's all. All right. Let's see here. Is that it?
That's it.
I'm a boomerang it back on y'all.
Okay.
All right.
What? I already know that about you.
May the audience does it.
Okay. Okay.
Can't ask us angles.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm trying to think I was going to ask angles and whatever else, but I'm like,
But you played the fifth on that one, so you can't.
Oh, I can't. Okay, I can't ask that one. Okay, so I will ask when was the last time you were in a strip club
okay.
and the most that you have spent in the strip club?
Davi.
man, the last time I was in a strip club was probably like February.
Did y'all go together?
Yeah, I was about to say, we might have.
Yeah, and I have not had one of those $1,000 nights, to be honest with you. I've never spent that much.
That's why I knew they had to answer this. But I'm like, Davi be like,
I think the most I've probably ever spent at a strip club was probably about $500.
I was going to say $200.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Davi don't give up the nugget.
Probably about $500, and that was not too long ago. And that was mostly on bottles, mostly on alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay. The girls, I usually don't. I'm not making it rain on girls.
I'll be not giving them ladies no money.
Not your thing?
Nah. Okay. I'd rather chill.
Okay.
Man, mine isn't that great. There's this old, nasty strip club by my house. One of my boys came to visit, and he demanded we go. I was like, all right, let's go.
We all need friends like that.
It was just so bad. Probably like October, November. We went in. I didn't spend any money. I got in for free. I sat there the back. I let him go in the private room.
Oh, he needed an excuse to go.
You just wanted to be his wingman.
I was just there.
They were
nasty. But the most I ever spent was years ago in Daytona Beach. I don't know the number because I drank too much, but I do know that we gave the girls our hotel room keys and told them to use those to come back. We promised them more money later on in the night.
Oh, wow. Did they come?
They did not show up.
That's called prostitution.
Yeah, that's illegal. I don't know if you tried to admit to things, right? But you just admit to do something.
They said they was coming.
I'm sure they did. All right, Meredith.
The last time I went to a strip club was, let's see here, the Dollhouse.
Okay.
And it was a couple of years ago, maybe like 2 years ago, and it was with Anthony. And we went on our wedding anniversary.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. And I didn't want like the night to end and there's really nothing else to do. So I was like, well, let's go to the strip club. It's like right across the street. And he was like, are you sure you want to do this? And we went. We had a good time. But
the girls say, Anthony!
No, they did not. But let me see here. The most I've ever spent is probably at a male strip club because I used to host a lot of those. And
okay.
I wanted to, you know, have the party, you know, start a little bit to get the girls a little bit more comfortable and, you know, a couple $100 maybe. That's about it. Yeah.
I got to make sure that I mention the owner of Oz, Paul, because he took me up to Pasco to one of them where you go up to drink, like where you drink at. And this girl had a tattoo on the small of her back. And he went up to tip, and he ran back to the bar and was like, Orlando, you have to come back right now. And I was like, what do you mean? Where are we going? He's like, go to the stage. And I went to the stage, and she was booty shaking in front of me. And I'm looking at the back of her. I'm like, who is that? And he's like, yes. As he's getting cash from the lady, he's like, I need more money. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, when have you ever made it rain on Jesus? She had a Jesus tattoo. On the small of her back.
Oh, my God.
And we threw. It wasn't mine. So I just want to say, we threw so much money. I swear she got like 10 grand
that he
took out and threw on her. And every woman probably ran to get a Jesus tattoo on the small of their back.
Oh, that is.
Made it rain on Jesus. That's something that will always stick in my head.
At that place.
Yes. Brass Flamingo. Shout them out. There you go. Right there. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.